We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this a live version? Richie, what is this? Did he get audio from the 1910s? Nah, it's coming around. All right, there he is, the King, Elvis. Of course, we always transition from one king to the next. And yes, I know Elvis Presley was not singing in the 1910s. You've got a chance right now, before we get to Howard, asking to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is DRESS. Text DRESS, D-R-E-S-S, to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, of course, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. Another chance to win more chances to win $1,000 tomorrow at 11 a.m. and noon, all next week at 11 a.m. and noon. All right, let's go out on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Our pal Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Their owner, Craig, over there, Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. What a great place it is. Next time your business is hosting a work lunch, give Fwat a call. They do an unbelievable job catering for our staff at WIP, and they certainly can for you as well. Go to Fwat.com, F-W-O-T.com, to learn more. The King, Howard Eskin. Hey, King, nice job on the bike race, raising money. Really well done for the Autism Challenge with the Eagles. Great stuff.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your contribution as well. That was really important.
My pleasure.
Just like everybody's important. There were so many people that were a part of it. It was great.
My pleasure. Howard, let's start with the Eagles. We'll get to the Phils. There's a lot to bite out of both apples here today. Eagles-wise, as we kick it off, Carson Wentz, I know you've had a chance to see him, some of these OTA practices. In your opinion, is Carson Wentz out of the woods injury-wise?
Well, yeah, as far as watching him play, yes, he is out of the woods. But he's, as I've been saying for the last month, you guys have to relax. You guys think the world's coming to an end too many times with too many things. He's fine. He's fine. And like any quarterback, you're susceptible to injury. But he will be fine. All right? So just relax.
All right, Howard, what or who or what grabbed your attention so far with this OTA that you've seen? What's caught your eye?
Well, just remember, when you're out there watching, it's still early. It's just guys just going through, really understanding the new players, understanding the system, guys getting back into football mode. You notice DeSean Jackson, just because of DeSean Jackson and his speed. I'll tell you, the quarterback they drafted from Northwestern, which is named Clayton Thorson or whatever the hell his name is, he actually looked good throwing the football. And now I think that means he's got a chance. Now we have a long way to go. He's got a chance to make the team. Now, if you put him on the practice squad and somebody wants to take him, then you're going to have to make him the third-string quarterback on your roster. But that's one of the other things I noticed. But it's still early to try to pick up on a lot of things.
Hey, so let's we talked to Rube yesterday. He mentioned that Mac Hollins was still not out there on the field. We got a lot of new faces, exciting faces in the receiving corps. Do you know anything more about Mac Hollins, when we should expect him back?
Well, again, it's still early. A lot of the players that were injured really weren't out there. He's not the only one. Malcolm Jenkins is the only player that wasn't – well, he wasn't the only player. He's one of the players that wasn't out there because of other issues. But, no, I'm not worried about injured players. I've seen Mac. He looks fine, but it's just like precautionary. It's still May, so there's no reason to rush him out there. And I don't know how severe his injury was, but it's just there's players that were injured that are not out there, and he's just one of them. So I don't know anymore. Just looking at the complex, he looks fine, but I haven't really talked to him about how he feels. So,
and it's not really something
that you...
And that's
not going to make or break the Eagles this year. I like him. He's obviously a very good special teams player. He's another wide receiver that you have, but he's really good on special teams. But I'm not concerned about that.
Other guys that I was wondering, and it's probably they're just taking it slow, Derek Barnett, Rodney McLeod. But what about, you know, the rookie, Miles Sanders, being out there but not participating? Do we have any idea on what the deal is with him?
I saw him in some activity on the field. Again, there's not a lot that goes on. You're not playing against each other. So I don't know, and they don't have to report injuries, but I don't know that there's any injuries with Miles Sanders. Again, seeing him around, I don't see anything that would indicate that there's an injury.
All right, Howard, let's get to Malcolm Jenkins. We know why he's not there. You're very plugged in. What do you think the Eagles will do to counter Malcolm Jenkins' statement, let's say, by not being there? He wants money. What do you think happens next?
Nothing. How can you pay a 31-year-old player, guarantee him more money because you want to keep whatever money you have, because it closes up fast, because there's other things you may do. Malcolm Jenkins, as far as I'm concerned, has no leverage. Once you get to a certain point before the season starts, you are not permitted, I forget what the date is, you are not permitted, or the team's not permitted, to renegotiate his contract. So if he gets to that point, is he going to do what Le'Veon Bell did and lose a year's salary? Not at Malcolm Jenkins' age. He's got to not look at the players who he may be better than. Was it Landon Collins and some other safety signed for a lot of money? But they're 25 and 26 years old. He's 31 years old, who is really more of a linebacker than he is a safety. The teams, and if you talk to players that are here that played on other teams, teams try to find when they put a player in motion and they want, and Malcolm Jenkins has to cover them, he's had some issues. He did against Tampa. He did against New Orleans. Hey, listen, he's a tough player. He plays really, really hard. He played every defensive snap, and that's all great. But it comes down to production, and he's a good player, but he's not going to get more money. He's just not.
I thought it was interesting that Joe Ostman and Josh Sweat were the backup defensive ends out at practice, with Brandon Graham and Vinnie Curry being the starters. I know there are guys who aren't able to be out there like Derek Barnett, but is Joe Ostman a guy that, they're talking a big game about, he may actually be a part of this rotation this year?
Well, I don't know, because I still think there's a good chance that Chris Long comes back by the start of training camp.
Wow.
He still can play. He wants to play. He wants to be guaranteed, from what I understand, as many snaps as last year or more snaps. But you can't do that as a team. But he wants to play, and he knows he can still play, and he wants to stay. He's going to live here in Philadelphia. Obviously, he'd like to do it here. I think he's going to come back. So, that pushes everybody else back. I just think by training camp, I think he's going to come back. And that'll change that situation at defensive end a little bit as well.
I'd say so.
Interesting.
That'd be amazing.
Howard, I want to go back to the Malcolm thing for a second. So do you think Malcolm shows up when it's mandatory in a month at the camp?
Well, I don't know that he shows up when it's mandatory, but there's a – I don't know what that date is.
It's about a month from now. It's mid-June.
If you haven't renegotiated a contract, the team is not permitted to do that. Remember DeSean Jackson, when he was here the last time, tried to do that, and he had to come back by that date because the Eagles weren't going to do anything. If you do it for Malcolm, then you're going to have to start doing it for other players, and you can't do that. And I heard you earlier say, well, Brandon Graham got money. Brandon Graham was a free agent.
I get it. I know he was, yeah.
At his position, you see that the Eagles actually got a bargain when you saw what other players signed for at that position. Unfortunately for Malcolm, he's not a free agent. He's got 2 years left, and he's going to have to come back, or he's going to miss out. I don't think, and this is just my feeling now, I don't think the Eagles are going to give him any more money. And he's going to have to come back and play on what he's what his contract calls for.
All right, Howard, let's flip it to the Phils here. There's a lot to discuss there with that Malcolm thing. We'll get back to that. Phillies, Neshek. If you're the Phillies, and Neshek's just being difficult, for lack of a better way to put it, what do you do with Pat Neshek?
Well, I would have gotten rid of him last year because I don't want a guy like that on the team. Obviously, he's granted their wishes. And it's closed sometimes. At one point he said he didn't want to close. But you can't have that kind of pitcher be a closer in serious games because closers need to not throw at 70 miles an hour. Closers need to blow people away. And that's not what Pat Neshek is. But I am tired of his who he is, what he is. He was a prima donna with the St. Louis Cardinals who was there. Somebody from the Cardinals told me at one point. He is what he is, and he's a prima donna, and you just need him in – I mean, you need him there right now because you need bullpen people, but I wouldn't put up with – I'd tell him, hey, listen, when I want you to come in, I need you to come in. And if you don't want to do that, we're just going to put you on the injured list, and just that's enough. It's enough already, and it's I'm tired of the manager covering for him.
Is it? He certainly does, too. Is it realistic to expect that that we could get something for Neshek?
Yeah, you could probably get, let me see, a dozen donuts, maybe a pound of turkey, whatever. Yeah, you could get something for him. Nothing. Squat-ta.
Wow.
You get a pet dog to run around the locker room. That's what you get. So you would replace one dog with another.
With the with the struggles of the starting, pitchers that we've got going on, how much closer are we to bringing in a guy like Dallas Keuchel or Madison Bumgarner?
Okay. You guys have to relax on that. I don't think from what I understand, I don't think they're big on Keuchel. And you have to wait till after June. You know, I heard you say, I don't know whether it was yesterday or the day before, games are important now. Sure they are. But here's the reason why they don't want to sign people before the draft, which is at the beginning of June. Because those draft picks, as menial as you think they are, that's how the Phillies have gotten Realmuto, Segura. They need numbers in players in the minors. And sometimes you strike on, you get lucky with a draft pick, regardless in baseball. It could be anywhere. And you need players, and that's what teams that trade, whether it's Baumgartner or somebody else, you trade those players. So it won't happen, and Keuchel is not a guy that I want. Kimbrel, if it's the right money, the Phillies, I know, are in the mix for Kimbrel, but not until after. It does not cost them a draft pick. You're not going to find many starters anymore that go deep in the games. Would I take Madison Baumgartner? Yeah, I certainly would. But Keuchel, I'm not a big fan of Keuchel. He's just, at his age and what he wants, and Scott Boras's agent, I think there would be more headaches than anything else.
All right. Can Goga have a soda pop? You sound like you're in a riled up mood here. I mean, you're calling people dogs. You say no extra money for Malcolm. I mean, what's going on with you today?
I have to go out to Philadelphia to buy it because then there's no tax. And the arrogant mayor who puts a picture of a soda bottle next to an Inquirer headline shows you how arrogant he is. The soda tax is fraudulent.
All right, go have a milkshake. Go have a milkshake.
Soda,
that'll put you in good mood.
Howard Erskine.
But nonetheless, I'll take something to calm me down.
All right, there he is, the king.
Howard Erskine.
All right, buddy.
Howard Erskine.
See you, Howard. Thanks.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Howard. There he is. He's all over the place today as far as
Man, he really doesn't. Wow.
It's like one of the dragons in Game of Thrones.
A lot differently than...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.